Backseat Producers, Episode 68, The Reckoning. This is actually a game show between Tony and Phil, so the recommended way to listen to this that we decided after we recorded was to get a bunch of your buddies together, get some drinks, and then just put this on. Enjoy!
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Adam.
This is Phil.
And here we are, Backseat Producers, The Reckoning.
For those folks who have not checked out the website, you want to kind of explain what's going on?
In the Geek Movies of the 80s episode, Anthony and I lagged painfully behind Tony's knowledge of geek movies. And so I'm at work, Phil's listening to the episode, and I'm just getting IM after IM after IM from Phil.
But that's... Wait a minute. Let's just clarify for a moment that that is nothing unusual when Phil is listening to an episode.
That's nothing unusual, but they were angry IMs this week. That was, you've never seen this movie. You gotta come over. We're gonna watch the movie. And I was like, okay, whatever. And it's like over and over. And he's like, I can't... Finally, he just gets so enraged and pissed off. And he's down the street, and I can almost hear him seething. And he's like, I have to challenge Tony. And I'm like, oh, hell. The gauntlet has been laid. It is time.
Now we've been talking about this for, like, what, a week and a half? Yeah. Something like that. And every time I mention that this is coming up, Julie's like, I don't understand. I don't understand what the point of this is.
There is no point. I said,
there is no point, but it's going to be fun. It should be kind of fun. So this could be a lot of fun, or it could suck, considering this is the first time we've ever considered doing something like this.
Well, I kind of look at this as the same way I look at Jeopardy. Jeopardy itself isn't all that fun, but I like when they ask questions I know the answers to,
because
then I feel smart.
And then you're yelling at the TV, the answer.
Exactly.
Like every time I turn to Melina and I'm like, dude, I knew that one. Bask.
The other point that I thought should be made was, Phil is doing this to reclaim some lost honor in you guys, but shouldn't it be more along the lines of you guys trying to...
Phil's our champion.
Yeah.
He's championing.
I'm their proxy.
I gotcha. All right. I see how this goes now.
I felt so embarrassed because of Adam's lack of knowledge. I felt that I should have been better friend and forced movies on him.
All right.
Well, all right.
So how are we doing this? Do we have rounds, categories? How is this working?
You know, I separated all the questions into three categories.
Okay. But
most of the questions are pretty much, they could fall into like two or three categories. So separating them into categories is pretty worthless. So
gotcha.
We'll do rounds.
Keeping score somewhere?
Yeah, I'll keep score.
All right.
Unless you want to do it.
No.
So I'm just going to make these round one, two, and three. And we're going to alternate back and forth. And in true geek fashion, you two are going to roll a D6 each to decide who goes first.
Nice.
Highest number wins, gents.
I get the blue one. Oh, the cable. Oh,
Tony rolls down a two first, and Phil comes in with a one.
Nice.
Very nice.
Noble one.
You win. You got number one.
First question goes to you, Tony.
All right.
In the movie Reservoir Dogs, which actor plays Mr. Brown?
Mr. Brown?
Mr. Brown.
I know who plays Mr. Pink.
That's why I didn't pick Mr. Pink.
I'm probably thinking of the person that played Mr. Pink.
Probably.
I got nothing. I've seen the movie once, and I'm not a huge Tarantino fan, so...
Okay. I'm going to shoot Steve Buscemi.
No.
That's Pink.
That's what I was thinking. Then it's Michael Madsen?
No.
Oh!
Just want to list out the cast?
Yeah, no.
Mr. Brown.
Tim Roth.
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, that's right, because then he's like, I'm... S word.
Yes. What actor's name is an anagram for Old West Action, Phil? I'm going to edit out all this dead space.
Clint Eastwood?
You are correct.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Nice guess, Phil.
Well, I do own the Man with No Name trilogy box.
I'm sure you do. What famous action star was originally asked to play the role of Simon Phoenix in Demolition Man?
Should we define trivia and obscura?
I know.
Let's see. Demolition Man. Could you repeat the question one more time?
Yes, what please. Famous action star was famous originally star. Asked to play the role of Simon Phoenix in Demolition Man?
I'm going to shoot out Schwarzenegger.
Denzel Washington.
Jackie Chan.
Ooh!
Really?
Really?
Well done.
Phil. Oh, you're going to love this one. What American writer has had his or her stories made into more films than any other?
Stephen King.
No. Tony, would you like to hazard a guess?
What American writer?
What American writer? If it makes you feel better, my guess also would have been Stephen King.
I'm not so stupid now.
Just considering he often gives himself story credit on a lot of these, I'll go ahead and say Spielberg.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Really?
Really? Wow.
I'm sure it is a lot. It is the basis of a lot of their...
Yeah, because there's a... I mean...
I haven't exactly seen all of the titles, but...
Yeah, and I wonder... I almost wonder if that's movie count based on...
You know, what's his name? Freddy Krueger dude. He's actually been in a few of those.
Robert Englund.
Yes, thank you.
Freddy Krueger dude.
I always... Names can't always come to my mind fast enough.
That is terrible. In Event Horizon, what iconic movie spaceship has been incorporated into the Event Horizon's communication array?
Never saw it.
Actually, this is Phil's.
Oh, good no, thing. This is yours. No, it's mine.
Sorry.
Event Horizon. Okay, what iconic...
Movie spaceship has been incorporated into the Event Horizon's communication array? This is from Edward.
Huh. Well, let's see. An iconic movie spaceship. Wow. There's not a whole lot that I'm thinking of. I'm just going to throw out the Enterprise.
Mother?
An X-Wing.
Really?
Oh.
Interesting.
I've seen that.
They get better as we go. I promise.
Good, because I'm scraping the bottom right now, and Phil is winning by one after what
this is hilarious.
Five or six questions.
Actually, I think you'll probably get this one. I don't think Phil will. Phil, what novel was the basis for the 1979 film Apocalypse Now?
I think I know it.
I don't think I know.
Tony,
I don't know if I have the exact title, but it's something like Heart of Darkness.
That is correct.
Nice.
Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness.
They made us watch that in high school for some reason.
I own the Redux.
In The Godfather, what fruit is seen before every death?
Hmm.
See, I couldn't get this because
interesting.
I haven't really seen too many of those.
Oh, those are great movies.
Like three of them, but nobody counts the third one.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never considered that. I'll throw out an apple.
An orange. Oh, goddamn, sorry, Phil.
Orange!
I'm not giving that to you because I screwed you.
All right.
Sorry.
I should get a half point, no.
No, you'll wait.
We're tied.
This is one from Melina.
Okay.
So you're screwed.
All right.
On what classic story is the movie Clueless loosely based?
The one with Alicia Silverstone?
Yes.
I don't know. No. Don't know. Tony?
Pygmalion.
Who?
My Fair Lady. I can list off a number of movies that had the same plot.
It's the same story, you're right. But she has Jane Austen's Emma written down.
Yeah, it's thing. But if you take it all the way back, it's Pygmalion I know. From...
That's based on... You're right.
Yeah.
I saw that once, and it's just...
Turk was in it, come on.
I know, it's...
In The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, title character played by Don Knotts gets his big break when the editor of a local newspaper asks him to do something. What does he have to do?
Just a look on Tony's face is classic.
I have not seen
this I've never
movie
seen it
in
either.
Its complete form. I've seen bits and pieces of it. Based on a wild guess in the title, Spend the Night in a Haunted House.
You are correct.
Whoa! Yes. Nice!
Phil, this one should be pretty easy.
All right.
10 Things I Hate About You is based on what famous Shakespeare play?
That would be... I should know this.
Yes you should.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's it. We need a timer.
I know none of the names are coming forth. I can't think of anything. All I can think is
you got 5 seconds, Chief. Two.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Numbers. Numbers.
All right, Tony, go ahead and...
Taming of the Shrew?
It is. Everyone who met Snake Plissken asked him... Everyone who met Snake Plissken made one comment. What was it?
I thought you were dead.
Okay. In the movie Pulp Fiction, what was written on Jules' wallet?
Badass motherfucker.
All right. In the movie Airplane, I picked a bad week to stop...
Drinking.
All right. I would have accepted any of the...
Yeah, that was the first one. It got progressively worse from there.
Yeah, they got progressively funnier.
Yes, he did.
Phil, name the only sequel to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture whose original movie also won for Best Picture.
That would be...
That's Tony's victory dance, you
hear. No. Tony?
No, you can't even hazard a guess at famous trilogies out there?
Oh, I thought you said sequel.
It is a sequel, but I was giving you a huge hint.
Oh. I don't know. Right now, nothing's coming to mind. Sorry.
All
right.
Tony, just go ahead.
And wait a minute. It's one more time on that question.
Name the only sequel to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture whose original movie also won for Best Picture.
I believe it was Godfather 2.
You are correct. In fact, we just talked about that.
Yeah.
Name the actor who did the spanking in Animal House.
The spanking.
God, I saw that movie like twice in my life.
I can see his face. If I'm thinking of... I can't remember if it was the spanking or the spanky, but it was Kevin Bacon.
You are correct.
Nice.
Phil.
Mm-hmm?
What was the model number of the Cyberdyne System cyborg famously portrayed by Arnold Schwarzenegger in all three Terminator movies?
The 800 series.
You are incorrect. Tony?
Is it the T-1000?
No.
No.
That was,
T-1000 was T the...
Was the
808.
The 101.
No.
All right, we'll look. You'll contest it, and we'll look it up afterwards. Because I don't want to look it up. Right
because
now.
I believed it to be the 101. And in fact, I think in the first one they say the 101. However, in the Wikipedia and the other lore on there,
okay, because Wikipedia isn't great.
I'm just saying.
Tony, this one obviously comes from my father. Stephen Dorff was cast as director of the feature film for the band U2. Name this movie, released in 1999.
In 99? Sergio's gonna smack me.
Yes. I didn't even know this movie existed, to be honest with you.
Is that Zoo TV?
No.
Oh. U2 3D Battle Across Time? I don't know.
Wow!
The name of the movie was Entropy.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I would not have ever guessed that in a million years.
Phil!
Yes, sir.
According to Doc Brown, exactly how much power would be needed to send Marty back to...
21.1 gigawatts!
Yeah, you're wrong.
What?
You're wrong.
Uh-oh.
I don't know the exact number. Can't even venture a guess.
What?
1.21 gigawatts.
Oh, I got it reversed.
Phil, I even threw you a softball.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
What actor starred in both the motion picture and the television series for MASH?
What actor?
Yes.
What's his name?
I thought you were asking me. I'm like,
Gary Berkoff.
Boom.
Yeah.
Radar.
But I don't know their name, so I couldn't have gotten it.
Yeah, it was the actor's name. It was like, I knew his name, but just said it come to me.
Yeah.
In the movie Toy Story, what is the name of the mean kid who lives next door who likes to take toys apart?
Sid?
Very good, Phil.
Well done. Can't tell you how many times I've seen that movie.
No kidding.
The only reason why is for some reason I always called him Sid Vicious.
Oh.
His full name is Sid Phillips, by the way. Tony, what is the Pumpkin King's real name?
Oh, good God. You want to talk about a softball? Jack Skellington.
Nice. I didn't know his full name.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I know damn near everything about that movie.
It's a good movie.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
Name the fictional island where dinosaurs are held in Jurassic Park. Everybody on the internet is waiting for you to answer.
Yeah, it's... God, the only one that's come to my mind is one from... No. Oh. No, I can't.
Okay. Tony?
Is it something like La Isla Muerta?
Yeah, that's actually the one I was thinking of. But that's from
Pirates.
Yeah, Pirates. And that's the only one I can think of. No, it's off the coast of Costa Rica.
It is, 120 miles.
What is it?
Isla Nublar.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
I read that. I was like, seriously? I remember that.
And the thing, though, well, that's the first one. Site B was on another island off there. And I couldn't remember that one either.
Name the movie considered the most profitable movie of all time.
The most profitable?
The most profitable. And I'll qualify that with by percentages.
By percentages.
Yes. Because that actually matters.
Okay, venturing a guess on percentage basis, I'm gonna say probably the Blair Witch Project.
You are correct.
God damn, I was gonna say that.
Phil, what was the reason Tim Allen reportedly asked for $1 more than Tom Hanks' salary for their work in Toy Story?
Because he was in Big.
Tim Allen wasn't in Big.
Oh, I was thinking, I'm sorry.
You fail.
Yeah, I fail. I have no clue.
Tony?
The reason he asked for $1 more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Don't have a clue.
He wanted to be able to say that he got paid more than Tom Hanks for a film.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And given that answer, I'm sure Tom Hanks agreed and gave him the dollar out of his pocket.
Here you go.
Okay, Phil, you won't get this one.
Wait a minute.
I thought I asked you that.
That was Phil's question.
Wasn't it? It's Tony's turn.
Okay, good. Well, Tony, you might get this. This is a quote. I'll give you 2 points for naming the movie it's talking about and the person who said it. If you understand this movie completely, we failed. We wanted to raise far more questions than we answered.
Wow. that's vague.
Incredibly. I will give the both of you a hint on this one. During the last episode of Backseat Producers, we talked about this movie. And later in the episode, I said, I wanted to say something about this movie, but I already had this trivia question, and it would have been what I tossed out there.
What? Did we talk about Blade Runner?
No. Oh. We talked about like 6, 7, 8 movies.
Oh, God. That's every episode.
Yeah, I know.
So now I'm really baffled.
Wait, that sucks because you haven't aired that one, so I can't listen to it.
Okay. I'm going to throw out...
I wasn't there. Thanks. You gave Tony the hint.
2001 and... Arthur C. Clarke said it.
Boom. Nice. Sorry, Phil.
Wow.
You screwed me over.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
I want to make you lose because it's entertaining.
I know.
Phil, what movie did David Lynch turn down to direct Dune?
That would have been... I think I've
heard this before, but I'm blanking on it.
Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
It's another Edward.
That's a costly mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though I enjoy Dune, it's still not the same.
Yes. What film projects did Del Toro pass on to make Hellboy? There are two of them. I will accept either of the answers.
Guillermo Del Toro. I just love saying his name.
Don't have a clue. Not a one.
Okay.
Phil?
No.
I'll give you the hint. I'll give you a hint. These were both the third movie in their series, in their respective series.
At the time?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to think of. When did Hellboy come out? I can't remember. It's just kind of...
Early 2000s.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
2003-ish, I want to say.
So that probably wouldn't have been... No, that would have been...
Or maybe a little later, maybe 2005.
Yeah, thinking later, because now I'm thinking it probably would have been a comic book one.
X3?
Ooh.
Really?
The two movies are Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh.
Or Blade 3 Trinity.
Oh, good thing he passed on that last one.
Wow.
Good move and a bad move.
I mean, that movie was so solid until the dog opened its little mouth thingy, and it's like, don't bother.
All right. Name the movie in which this scene occurs.
And it whose question are we on now?
I don't even remember.
I lost track.
I think Phil's.
Mine.
Okay.
You got the... Phil had the... Yeah, it's Phil's.
That was your question. Yeah, that was mine.
In a convenience store, two cops say, "Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious and some Skittles." I know you've seen this movie. In fact, I think we watched this movie together.
Wait, a cop says that?
In a convenience store, two cops say. First cop says, "Now back up, put the gun, put down the gun, and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious." The second cop says, "And some Skittles."
Oh, God. Bad Boys.
You are correct.
I was about to say Bad Boys 2, and then I'm like, wait, no, they don't do that.
Tony, name the movie from which we get this quote. "The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that he didn't exist."
That's too easy.
Yeah, that is
the usual suspects.
And like that, he was gone.
Phil, name the movie whose core plot can be summed up in this quote.
It sucks.
From the movie.
Okay.
"What evil did the gods send to Earth?"
What evil did the gods send?
Yes, what evil indeed.
That's a quote from the movie?
Yep. I believe this movie was in the Geek Movies of the 80s episode. At least we talked about it, I think.
I can't think of it.
Tony?
The quote isn't coming to mind.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of the movies that were on the list that could apply to.
I don't believe it was on your list.
Yeah.
It was one that we talked about that should have been on there, but...
Oh, my God! I know now!
Go for it.
Was it your question?
Yeah,
it was his.
Oh, well, I passed it. I don't
That's fine. What is it?
Is it Big Trouble in Little China?
It is not.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Well, then there you go.
It is The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, but we talked about not talking about it.
No, I don't. We didn't. That wasn't even mentioned.
Tony.
Yo.
The movie from which we get this quote. And this one should be an easy one for you. 28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, 12 seconds. That is when the world will end.
That sounds like a quote from a couple of... could be from a couple of different movies. I'm going to throw out Armageddon.
Incorrect.
Donnie Darko?
You are correct.
I think that's like in the first...
Yeah, I think that's how the movie opens.
Yeah.
When he's riding down the street on his bike. Phil! Set in the Deep South during the 1930s, three escaped convicts take a journey and search for hidden treasure, while a relentless lawman pursues them. Name the movie.
Not Fled. No, because that's only two people. Without the Pedal is basically the comedy version of that.
1930s, Phil.
Oh, yeah, 30s. Sorry. I don't know. I'm going to use the Adam excuse, and it was before my time.
One more time?
Set in the Deep South during the 1930s, three escaped convicts take a journey in search for hidden treasure, while a relentless lawman pursues them. And this movie is not before your time.
Oh. Oh, I know! I know!
God. Now you have to wait.
Yes, I do. I'm not thinking of it.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
You are correct.
Oh. Yep.
It was, when you said 1930s, I was thinking that's when the movie was made, and that's why it was set in the 1930s, yeah,
which is why I told you this was not before. In this film, whose is this? It's Tony's.
Yeah.
In this film, a lawyer takes on a negligent homicide case involving a priest, Wilkinson, who performed an exorcism on a young girl.
I can't remember the full name of the movie. Mm-hmm. But it's like the exorcism of some chick's name. I can't. I never saw the movie. I had no interest, and that's as far as I remember.
I believe it's the exorcism of Emily Rose.
That sounds right.
That is correct. I just went with the exorcism because I'm lazy.
Yeah, well, there were like four exorcism movies.
I know.
Yeah, but there were like two good ones.
Phil, the tagline for this movie: "Love kills." This is a Molina question.
Romeo and Juliet?
You are incorrect.
I was trying to think of the movies that she would have watched.
Tagline for a movie that's "Love kills." Whew, that's...
And I'll toss onto the table that Molina has an unnatural fixation with Gary Oldman.
Dracula. Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Mm.
Really?
The professional? Professional?
No. Sid and Nancy.
Oh.
Name this movie. I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
Is that to me?
I have no idea who that is
to. Let's see.
No, because... Yeah, that's yours. That's yours. I'm sorry.
It's yours.
I'll shove
that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle. I've never seen this movie.
I don't know. Well, that's a lot of movies, Adam. Obviously. That's why we're doing this. Why we're here.
As bizarre as that quote is, I got nothing on it. No. Phil? What do you got?
I'm thinking Major League.
No. The Warriors.
Oh. Never seen it.
Yeah, neither have I. All right.
Supposedly coming out with a remake on that.
That's what I've heard.
Phil, what were the two tattoos that Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott's characters got in Dude Wears My Car?
Dude, sweet.
Tony, name Tom Hanks' character in his Oscar-winning performance in Philadelphia.
I think that's like...
Great movie, but I can't think of a character name like that. Obscure.
Yeah.
That one's a little beyond me. Great movie.
Phil, I'm gonna...
You could explain it to me like I'm a third grader, but that's about as far as... If you would have given me that quote, I would have been able to pull that out, but yeah.
No, I don't... actually didn't see that one.
Andrew Beckett.
Yes, it is.
Phil, name the boxing movie filmed entirely in black and white.
The boxing movie filmed entirely in black and white. That would be...
I saw the obvious head hang from Tony.
Yes. It's questions like this that make me realize how one-sided this contest really is.
Come on, Phil, bust it out.
Little intimidation.
He's mocking you. Openly.
I can't think of it.
Raging Bull.
Yes.
Ah.
Tony, name the first sports movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
Come on, Tony. Hey, Oscars.
Just because it's a great movie, I'm going to go ahead and say Pride of the Yankees.
Phil? Phil, you have to...
A League of Their Own? I had no clue.
Then is it Rocky?
Yes, it's Rocky.
I went a little farther back.
You can't mock him if you don't know the answer.
I don't know. It's an intimidating Phil. Shout.
This one should be easy. Name the longest movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture, running 3 hours and 54 minutes.
Lord of the Rings.
Tony.
I don't think the Lord of the Rings won the
Oscar. Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, God. I hate that movie.
That movie is every minute of 3 hours.
I hate that movie.
You know what?
I have scrubbed that from my memory.
We should take just a pause for it to talk about Gone with the Wind.
No.
Just to make the episode a little more interesting, so it's just not a litany of questions. You know what? I completely agree with you about that movie until the last scene.
Are you going to spoil the 50-year-old movie?
Yeah, I know.
The burning?
No. That happens much earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's
when she's... I mean, because this whole movie... Rhett was trying to win her over.
Right.
And she's just rejecting. And finally, he's like, okay. And finally, at the end, she's like, okay, I want you. And he's just like, that's when he gives
Frankly
his life.
Scarlet?
Frankly, Scarlet, I don't give a damn. And it's just like,
damn! In your face! Suck it!
Moment.
Yeah.
You know, he's
3 hours to get there.
He supposedly had really bad halitosis.
But that the whole build up to it is just painful. But that moment, it was like, this whole movie is worth it now. Just him turning it around and shoving it in her face. All right.
My mom used to force me to watch that. And then she owned like a DVD that never got unwrapped and was like, this.
That's a good story, Phil. Tell it the next party.
And then Superman came in and laid down $5 and he took it away.
All right. I believe that was Phil. So, Tony.
Yes.
Name two of the three movies to win 11 Oscars.
Two of the three movies that won 11 Oscars?
Yes.
Wow. These must have been pretty impressive movies.
I would hope if they won 11 Oscars.
I only think I liked one of the movies on this list.
That doesn't help.
It wasn't meant to help.
Is The Godfather one of them?
No.
Well, there you go. That's one. That's one that I'm not getting, so.
Jurassic Park? Is that one?
Wow.
It's Jurassic Park?
I don't know.
Park.
Where did that come
from? I don't know.
At least the movie I picked won an Oscar.
I believe all three of these won the Oscars for Best Picture in their respective years.
Well, neither of us are going to get them at this point.
Sneakers? No.
Throw a couple of guesses out. What about Return of the King?
Yes. That is one of
Because it must have won some of the...
It won a crap load for costuming and special effects and all that stuff. And it won Best Picture.
Yeah. Because I was holding that as my second answer because that one's just a little bit too easy.
Yeah.
It's got to be something more recent because they give a crap ton more...
One of them was really old. Like, really old.
Gone with the Wind?
Ooh.
Ben-Hur?
Ben-Hur is one of them. And then the third one is Titanic.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Special effects movies.
Yep.
Because they get extra...
Yeah. Ben-Hur special effects, yeah.
Ben-Hur gets one because they have a guy die on film, and they left it in.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is effed up.
Yeah. During the chariot race... They're, at one point, they're rounding a turn, uh-huh. And it looks fake because...
The blade. Isn't it the blade on the side of the wheel?
No, this some guy falls off a chariot and, like, gets rolled over. And you see this, like, ragdoll body just kind of flip away. And it looks completely fake because it looks like a ragdoll. It was not fake.
Oh, my God.
They went and they're like, you know, we could reshoot this whole thing. They went to the family and were like, do you mind?
And they're like, an awkward guy.
He would have died in vain.
They're like, you know, he's a special effects guy. This is what he did, you know, and his family. That's his family. They're
how
like,
do you go to the family and say he died on set? We want to use that in the film.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not like everybody hasn't seen the footage from Twilight Zone where Vic Morrow and those kids get killed.
Oh.
I haven't seen this footage from Twilight Zone where this guy apparently gets killed. Let's move on. I have the answers.
That's probably one of the questions.
Actually, before we go any further, let me go ahead and sneak a plug in here. As some of you may know, I actually do a couple other podcasts. Well, I just launched another one last week called The Podcast. And it's going to focus primarily on role-playing games, geek culture commentary. I mean, we'll do a little bit of comic books. We'll do some geek movies. We'll do, you know, whatever's hip in the geek community. So go ahead and come over and check us out. I'm doing it with Luke. He was on a couple episodes and two other guys that I know. Go ahead and check us out at podcast.com. All right, back to our reckoning where Phil is losing so terribly to Tony. Name the horror film, released in 1982, said to be cursed. Four actors died shortly after filming was completed. Speaking of actors dying.
It wouldn't have been Poltergeist, would it?
It was.
Yes, it was.
I love that one. It was, you know, it was great because we're watching it and, like, they start, you know, smoking a joint on the bed. And I'm like, this is, like, PG-13 or something, wasn't it? And... I don't remember what it was rated. It just seems...
What are you talking about? I don't remember that.
The story.
What?
I don't remember that part.
Was this you smoking a joint
on
the bed?
No! Watch it again.
It's been a while.
They light up right before,
the parents. Isn't it the parents?
Yeah, the parents.
Yeah, the parents do. I remember that.
Yeah. And I think that's like, then they pass out, and that's when the thing flickers and...
Yeah.
Flicker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Name one of the two movies in which Emilio Estevez and his brother Charlie Sheen have appeared. Together.
Emilio!
What are you doing over there?
Did they appear together in Young Guns?
They sure did.
Yes.
Nice.
And the other one?
Probably Young Guns too.
No, I don't remember the other one.
Men at Work.
That's
right. Yeah. That was a good one because I forgot the name of the,
forgot about that
the
one.
Brother or the owner of the thing that rode her with them. That was in the military.
The movie The Shawshank Redemption was based on a Stephen King novella by this title.
Shawshank Redemption?
No.
All right.
I require the entire title.
Oh.
Which you won't get.
The Shawshank Redemption?
No.
What was her name?
Tony has the right of it.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was. Was it...
He's looking for a pinup name.
Phil. Yeah, it's the name of a pinup, and it's and they actually have it in the movie.
Yes,
it's and that's the hole that they dig. They have the
yeah, they have her over it.
Yeah, is it? It's like Betty Grable in the Shawshank Redemption. That's not right. I can't remember her name.
Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth. Yes.
I think they actually changed the poster. I don't think they actually have the poster of Rita Hayworth in the movie.
I think they changed do.
It to a whole bunch of other people, like they do Barbarella. And...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Good movie.
Yeah, the best. William Holden slaps Peter Graves in what World War II movie?
Cheers, Chief.
I thought he just asked me the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's right.
This is an older movie.
Yeah. William Holden is from O'Fallon, Illinois.
I did not know that.
And now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Thank you, Phil.
I have to drive to a client site now, like once a week.
Nobody cares.
Like 3 minutes from my house. And I'm like, oh.
It's hilarious. Which is probably just a couple minutes from where I work, so you should swing by and have a beer. Let's see. The Magnificent Seven. That's not
it. I thought you said World War II, right?
Yeah, yes. It's World War II. I was thinking of...
Can I guess?
Go for it.
Patton?
No.
It's the only one I can think of where someone slaps someone.
I was thinking
someone.
Of the Dirty Dozen.
Stalag 17.
Very good.
You say very good like I answered the question because I knew that and didn't just read off the page.
No, that was...
You're a con reader!
It was a good question. It was a good question.
Phil, name the only X-rated movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture.
X-rated movie... Deep Throat. It's the only thing that came to my mind. The only other thing I can...
No.
No, yeah, I know. Oh, no. No, sorry.
No, don't know. Tony?
I'm trying to remember.
Over there with your Dago mustache and your greasy hair.
I had bathed today.
No, no, I didn't. I didn't. Laughing at me like you didn't.
Wait a minute. Midnight Cowboy.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Tony, yes. Name the highest grossing movie of all time.
Ooh, this
in
one.
In the United States.
You should get.
Highest grossing movie of all time.
In the United States.
Because I don't look at earnings or something for movies.
If you run our site, you would know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I have recently.
I mean, not that it would help you for this movie.
Right.
From here on out, if you read our
site. Right. Because it's full of good tidbits.
I'm
and
not
stuff.
Real sure. Just because... Because
you have like five movies that you want to guess.
Yeah. I'm going to throw out Return of the King. I know that's wrong.
Dildo?
Let's throw out Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
The movie was Titanic.
Oh, God.
Of course it was.
That was a horrible movie.
Yeah, but it made a lot of money.
It was a good movie.
No, it wasn't.
It was clever.
No, it wasn't clever.
Phil,
I'm sorry, the ship sinks.
Started.
Phil,
what?
You know what? There were boobies in it.
There were boobies in it.
Yeah, I know.
That was the saving grace of that date movie. Phil, name the last movie Henry Fonda starred in, along with his daughter, Jane.
Let's see. No.
Yeah, you don't know.
Don't on Golden Pond?
You are correct, sir.
Nice.
Tony.
You.
Name all three James Dean movies.
Rebel Without a Cause.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking on the other two.
Phil?
Crap, I'm trying to think if that was him or if that was someone else. Bullet?
No.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm the wrong person.
Bullet? You think it's Steve McQueen?
Yeah, that's right. God damn it.
The other two movies are East of Eden.
Yes.
And Giant.
That is correct. Damn it.
Yes, okay. Thanks, Steam Queen.
For the quote section, I'm getting tired of this back and forth thing because it takes freaking forever. So, whoever just tosses it out there first is going to get the point. And we're going to try and go through these a little bit faster. Get out of here. That cat chewed on one of my XLR cables today. And I was like, get out. No more of you.
Power it up first. Get the phantom power going and let it chew on it. That'll be the last time it happens.
Yeah. All right. Ready? Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Ghostbusters.
Boom.
Nice.
For this next one, the movie and the actor who says it will get you 2 points. I spoke with your assistant and managed to secure the 3 seats. However, there might be a slight inconvenience as you will be riding in a cargo plane full of live poultry.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? Yeah. Oh, and what?
And the actor?
That said that?
Yes. I'll give you 1 point for the movie.
No. Sorry.
You can toss out the answer if you know it.
Was it John Rhys Davies?
No.
Who did it?
No, it was the person that worked for like the bad guy that was chasing them.
Dan Aykroyd.
Really?
We can go fire it up.
It's been a while. It's just been so long since I've seen it. Yeah.
All right. Einstein was right. Einstein was probably one of them.
Men in Black.
Nope. Older.
I don't know.
Older than Spielberg.
Close Encounters?
That is correct. Mother Night, fold your dark arms above me. Protect me in your black embrace. I sit alone, an impotent exile, while this force, this present, returns to torment me.
What the hell?
This, I believe, was in our 80s geek movies on your list.
It sounds like it.
Mother Night, fold your dark arms above me. Protect me in your black embrace. I sit alone, an impotent exile, whilst this force, this present, returns to torment me.
I can't remember. I'm going to throw out Buckaroo Banzai.
No. Bill, no guess?
What was that? That Night of the Comet or whatever?
No,
it's not Night of the Comet.
This is from Legend.
Wow.
Oh.
I cannot lift this.
That's it?
Yep.
God damn it.
Well, the next line is, grow stronger.
Gee, there's only about 5 or 6 movies I can think of that could be.
13th Warrior.
There you go.
Ah, that wasn't one of them.
So much for a little training cruise.
What?
So much for a little training cruise.
Speed 2 Electric Boogaloo?
No.
I did not do it in the correct accent, which is probably why you're not going to get
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. I know it's Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Very nice.
It was Scotty that said that.
Actually, it's Chekhov.
Was it Chekhov?
It was Chekhov. Harold, you're my lawyer. So I think you should know. I've killed quite a few people.
American Psycho.
You are correct.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
That was a bizarre movie.
We talked about that yesterday.
For the first in my life, I wanted what all wise men say can't last, what can't be promised or made to linger any more than sunlight. I don't want to die without having felt its warmth on my face.
One more time.
For the first in my life, I wanted what all wise men say can't last. What can't be promised or made to linger any more than sunlight. I don't want to die without having felt its warmth on my face.
Interview with a Vampire.
Ooh.
I can't think of that.
First Night.
That was a so-so movie.
I've seen things you've only seen in your nightmares. Things you can't even imagine. Things you can't even see. There are things that hunt you in the night. Then something screams. Then you hear them eating, and you hope to God that you're not dessert. Afraid? You don't even know what afraid is.
Oh, God, that's not from... It's not from Alone in the Dark, is it?
No. What the hell is that?
Wait, that's... Go, say.
I don't know.
This is actually a really good movie.
Wait, say it again?
I've seen things you've only seen in your nightmares. Things you can't even imagine. Things you can't even see. There are things that hunt you in the night. Then something screams. Then you hear them eating, and you hope to God that you're not dessert. Afraid? You don't even know what afraid is.
Yeah, I should know what this one is.
Yeah, you should.
I can't think of it.
Jumanji.
Oh, wow.
Jumanji in space.
I know you don't think I'm giving these $4 million to a bunch of nuns. Also, not in the appropriate accent. But I am not a middle-aged black woman, so...
Is that, Ghost?
You are correct.
To think about that one for me. I thought that's what it was, but I wanted to make sure.
Cue the sun.
Bruce Almighty?
No.
Not sure.
The Truman Show.
I was thinking Jim Carrey.
According to Clint Eastwood's character in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, there's two kinds of people in the world. Those with loaded guns and those that what?
Die?
No. It is a verb, though.
Dying? No.
There's two kinds of people in the world. Those with loaded guns and those that...
Run.
No.
Jump.
No.
Live.
Dig.
Ooh.
What actor uttered the line, "You're going to need a bigger boat"?
Roy Scheider.
You are correct. What was the last word screamed by Mel Gibson's character in Braveheart?
Freedom!
Freedom.
Finish this quote. I am not an animal. I am...
a human being.
Bluto to flounder. My advice to you is to...
Bluto? Oh, good God. I'm trying to remember at what point in the movie this would have occurred. Because there are so many good one-liners it could have been. Drink.
Yes. It's actually to start drinking heavily, but...
Yeah.
Finish this quote, uttered by Steve Martin's character, Navin, in The Jerk. I was born...
I was born a poor black child. That is a great movie.
Who said, where does he get such wonderful toys?
Jack Nicholson.
Damn. Too slow.
And that was the end of all the questions that I have. We've been to like 60 of them.
Nice. I'm pretty sure Tony won.
20 minutes to tally.
I'm pretty sure he won.
Go ahead and count up your... You go ahead and talk amongst yourselves, because I'm pretty sure Tony won too. That's a lot.
Have you not? Have you seen The Jerk?
I.
It is one of the most politically incorrect movies. There.
I don't think I have.
It's probably... There's a lot of the same level of political incorrectness as Blazing Saddles had, but it's a little more humorous. It's not as mean spirited, and it's basically Steve Martin throwing it onto himself.
Yeah.
But he's raised by a poor black family.
Yeah.
And so he as far as he's concerned, he's black.
Yeah.
He doesn't know any different. So a lot of the racial humor comes on him calling himself black.
God, it's so weird how, like, there's no way they could do something like that now.
I think they could still do The Jerk now. Blazing Saddles would be a different story.
Yeah.
But, really, they would have had to do Blazing Saddles now, they'd need to have the Richard, the character, the Black Bart... Cleavon Little, character played by Richard Pryor. I think that's the only way they could do it. Have a character of that same...
Temperament
and... Yeah, I think temperament's probably a good word.
Richard Pryor's cool.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he is.
So he was cool.
Yeah.
I think a character... I think if they were to do it nowadays, I think... And probably not even... If they were to do it probably about 5-10 years ago, I would say Chris Rock could have done it. Mm-hmm. I think now, if you could uncrazy him, Dave Chappelle could do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit weirder now.
You'd have to decrazify him a little bit, because that dude's kind of nuts.
The whole thing got a little bit more weird. Like, with the whole Michael Richards thing, I don't think you'd have a much harder time doing it. Like, 5 years ago, probably not.
Yeah.
But, like, that kind of soiled that kind of humor for a while. Yeah. You got a little tight about it. It's like, oh, calm down.
Unless you had him in it and just making fun of him in the process. That would completely flip it around.
That would be hysterical.
Having Michael Richards Richardson be the Waco kid. All right. So what's the damage?
How bad did I get trounced?
29 to 12.
All right. Wow.
23 questions went unanswered.
That's not bad.
Phil contested one of my questions. And we'll look it up.
We should look that up. Right, just to give Phil peace of mind. Your machine could probably actually handle surfing the internet and recording at the same time, where mine has a little bit of trouble. We should put a like a click grid or something like that for buy Tony a new laptop. I'd even take it out to the bar so we could record if we did that. Okay. Let me give a play-by-play. We're now on Wikipedia, in the, I'm guessing the trivia section.
No, this is IMDb.
I'm sorry, IMDb, that's right. In the trivia section for the movie Terminator, for those of you who have forgotten, like I had until just a few seconds ago, what Phil contested, it was the model number of the Terminator that Arnold Schwarzenegger played. What are we doing? Oh, here we go, Wikipedia, the most trustworthy resource on the internet.
Phil is correct.
Which one is it?
No, see, like I said, at first it's called the 101, then it goes to the 800. So it's actually
interesting.
Yeah, I see both in there.
Yeah, that's what I said. In the first one, they call it the 101, and then they go to the 800. And you know why I think that happens?
Why?
If you think about it, in the first one, they never, the time that Armageddon happens gets pushed back.
Okay, all right.
Judgment Day?
Judgment Day in the second one is a later date.
All right, Phil, I'll give you your point.
Yeah!
It's fine.
I still 29 lose.
To 13. You got 13 now. Rock on, Phil. Excellent.
I can you already tell that this is going to be a nightmare. You know what?
I still got more than these two.
This is true.
Combined.
Yeah, that is kind of embarrassing, actually.
But a lot of that was, I mean, other than the stuff that was easier for us to answer, there was some obscure stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah. And there was some stuff that I just plain forgot.
Yeah, we got to toss out a huge thanks to Melina, Edward, my dad, for generating questions for me. And I think somebody else sent me questions, but I don't remember who it was. So
that, yeah, very cool. Thank you guys for doing that. If this isn't too unbearable for you people listening, put it this way. If you're still listening and you want to hear us do something like this again, let us know. Or if this is the most interminable thing you've ever heard, let us know. Just because we're not sure. We're not sure how this is going to turn out.
Yeah.
This was just for fun.
I think kind of at the beginning, I wish I would have said, hey, to listen to this episode properly, you probably want to get a bunch of your friends around and then
yell at
drinking.
Them.
Yeah, like just play, almost like play Jeopardy with
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
I may record something or put something at the beginning and be like, hey.
The after genie we recorded will speak. This,
yeah.
Yeah.
After we record this, it's like, hey, if you're going to listen to this, you should get a group of people with some drinks. Just because. All right. Anything else from you guys?
Nope.
No. Thank you. Thank you, Phil, for trying.
Well, you know, I mean, I have to let the pimp win, man.
Let me win. Yes.
The pimp's house. He's got to keep that hand strong.
And thank you, Adam, for moderating the
I just read the questions. I'm Alex Trebek.
Yes, you are.
You're a card reader.
Damn you, Trebek.
All right. I guess we'll see you guys next week.
See you next
week. See you next week for...
Later.
For Bill and Ted's
Excellent Adventure.
See ya.
See ya.